Let's do a self-exploration on how to enable awareness to shift its focus to the deeper levels. Kendrasthan, the center of focus. I Am That, Chapter 13. Let's sit comfortably. Relax the body. Close your eyes. Notice where is your focus right now. Notice that you are focusing on the body-mind. We are constantly focused on the body-mind. This is unnecessary and soon becomes an interference. Body-mind function automatically, like a perfect couple. When I, the witness, interfere with this perfect machine called the body-mind, then I violate maryada. On the other hand, when I let the body-mind function automatically, then awareness shifts its focus to the deeper levels. Let's see how this happens. I, the witness, am not separate from awareness. If the witness is focused on the body-mind, then there is a false sense of doership, a false sense of experiencership created. This falsity leads to confusion and chaos. The chaos prevents the Kendrasthan from shifting to deeper levels. The chaos prevents the focus of awareness from shifting to deeper levels. Let's see how we can inquire about the same and enable the Kendrasthan to shift to deeper levels of existence. Take a step back from your body-mind. Simply stand as the witness. from this vantage point of the witness, notice that the I thought is simply pretentious. I pretend to be the mind when I become one with an arising and falling thought. I pretend to be the body when I become one with arising and falling sensations. I pretend to be interacting with the world when I get caught up with the rising and falling perceptions. I pretend to be the parent. I pretend to be the child. I pretend to be the spouse. I pretend to be the friend. How can I stop the pretense? Let's do a deeper self-inquiry into the pretense. Remember your parents. Notice that the body-mind, that is the child, does its function perfectly, flawlessly, as the son or the daughter when it is not interfered with. I am not the body-mind that is the son or the daughter. I am the witness of the son or the daughter. I am not the body-mind that is the son or the daughter. I am the witness of the son or the daughter. Remember your children. If you do not have children, bring to your mind your siblings, a niece or a nephew, or any kid in the family. Remember your children. Notice that it is the body-mind that is the parent. not the witness consciousness. The witness consciousness is not the parent. It is the body mind that is the parent. The body mind does its function perfectly, flawlessly as a parent when it is not interfered with. I am not the body mind that is the parent. I am the witness of the parent. I am not the body mind that is the parent. I am the witness of the parent. Remember your spouse or your partner. Notice that the body mind that is the spouse or partner does its function perfectly, flawlessly as the spouse when it is not interfered with. It is the body mind that is the spouse, not the witness consciousness. I am not the body mind that is the spouse or the partner. I am the witness of the spouse or the partner. I am not the body mind that is the spouse or the partner. I am the witness of the spouse or the partner. Remember your friend. Notice your own body mind, which is the friend of this person. You are not the friend. It is the body mind that is the friend. Notice that the body mind that is the friend does its function perfectly, flawlessly as the friend when it is not interfered with. Recognize the truth. I am not the body mind that is the friend. I am the witness of the friend. I am not the body mind that is the friend. I am the witness of the friend. Remember your colleague or a class fellow. Recognize that your body-mind that has been labeled as the colleague or the class fellow of this person interacts perfectly, flawlessly, when not interfered with. It is the body-mind that is the colleague or the class fellow, not the witness consciousness. I am not the body-mind that is the colleague. I am the witness of the colleague. I am not the body-mind that is the class fellow. I am the witness of the class fellow. Stand back as the witness. Acknowledge and accept the pretense. When you acknowledge it, it drops automatically. Simply notice, I, the witness, interfere with the body-mind world. Every time you notice that you are interfering, immediately withdraw. Immediately acknowledge that you're pretending and immediately withdraw. We can start right now. Recognize that you are pretending to be the person who is an Advaitin. Right now, you are pretending to be the person who is the meditator. You are pretending to be the person who is the inquirer. You are pretending to be the person who is the doer or experiencer of the self-exploration meditation. Acknowledge the pretense. Withdraw. Step back. You are not the one who is the meditator or the inquirer. You are the witness of the meditator or the inquirer. You are not the doer or the experiencer of the self-exploration meditation. You are the witness of the doer or the experiencer. When you stop pretending, a natural distance will develop from the person. A natural distance will develop from the personality. Then the pretense that kept you busy will free up your bandwidth. When this happens, awareness automatically moves its focus to the deeper levels of existence. The Kendrasthan moves to the deeper levels. The witness dissolves into nothingness, and one's true nature of nothingness reveals itself. When you get a glimpse of the shift of the focus of awareness, then it becomes very easy to see how the awareness is borrowed at the mind level and is called mind's attention. In fact, it is not even that it is really borrowed. It is just that in the light of the awareness, the body-mind become visible. Just like dust specks become visible in the sun rays. Becomes clear now that in reality there is only pure consciousness in which there are floating thoughts and feelings that are labeled as the mind. There are floating sensations that are labeled as the body. And there are floating perceptions that are labeled as the world. The so-called I is also merely a floating thought. The sense of I am is also simply a floating thought. there is in reality no person. When you look at the so-called person inside out, instead of outside in, then it becomes very clear that there is no person in reality. You are not the person. You are Param Akash. You are not the person. You are Param Akash. You are not the person. You are Param Akash.